This is the Fleming Foundation Summer Symposium 2022, with a lecture from Dr. E.C. Kopf entitled, From Christian Natural Philosophy to Enlightenment Science.
E. Christian Kopf is a graduate of Haverford College, PA. He has a BA, summa cum laude, and received his doctorate in classics from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He's taught at the University of Colorado Boulder since 1973, where he has been an associate director of the Honors Program since 1990. From fall of 04 to 11, he served as founding director of the Center for Western Civilization at CU Boulder. He's the founding faculty advisor of the CU Boulder Honors Journal, which is the elite undergraduate publication for the College of Arts and Sciences. He's a fellow of the American Academy in Rome and has twice been awarded grants from the National Endowment for the Humanities. He is editor of a critical edition of the Greek text of Euripides Baki and author of over 100 articles and reviews on scholarly, pedagogical, and popular topics, including introductions to Herbert Jordan's translations of Homer's Iliad and Odyssey. For ISI Books, he wrote The Devil Knows Latin, Why America Needs the Classical Tradition, and translated Joseph Piper, Tradition, Concept, and Claim. He was a founding board member of the Society for Classical Learning and serves on the editorial board of SCL's journal. He studies and teaches the influence of classical education and modernity and text and traditions from science to Sophocles that arose in the ancient world and remain important and influential today, including the tradition of consensual self-rule, which the Greeks called democracy, and religion of the Bible. Please welcome Dr. E.C. Kopf for From Christian Natural Philosophy to Enlightenment Science.
Thank you for that very nice introduction. I even remember some of that stuff. Commenting on to one of the people here that every once in a while I'll read something I wrote when I started out, and I'll read the footnotes and go, when did I know this? I knew so much more back then. Anyhow, you'll find out now what I know now. I'm hoping over the next couple of days to go over a number of topics where the age we're interested in is very important for the development of the later world and the world we live in. So sometimes I'll spend quite a bit of time talking about later periods, but it goes back to the centrality of this age, which is one of the really great creative periods in the modern age. My topic today, from classical Christian natural philosophy to Enlightenment science, and you'll hear I'll do a brief explanation of that vocabulary for you. The scientific revolution of the 16th and 17th centuries began during the Renaissance. Marie Boas Hall called the first period of the scientific revolution the scientific Renaissance in her book in 1962. She showed that modern science began with Renaissance humanism, the cultural initiative to reestablish contact with classical antiquity. Renaissance humanists discovered, interpreted, and translated ancient texts, including Greek scientific manuscripts. Renaissance scientists studied ancient science, corrected its errors and misconceptions, and then made new discoveries. They could do this because of their classical Christian education. Peter Deer, in his book Revolutionizing Science, European Knowledge and Its Ambitions, 1500 to 1700, published at Princeton 2009, after discussing medieval science in his first chapter, began his second chapter by explaining the classical curriculum, divided into two parts, the trivium, grammar, dialectic or logic and rhetoric, and the quadrivium, arithmetic, geometry, astronomy, and music. Medieval Christians studied the seven liberal arts, as Dorothy Sayers taught us, but they privileged dialectic over rhetoric, or at least had a tendency to do so, as you see in people otherwise as different as Aquinas and William of Ockham. Renaissance humanists restored...